Wait, is it going?
Wait.
No, wait. What?
Wait.
It's on.
Wait.
It's on.
So we're not even going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
We don't have to talk about what we want to talk about because nobody knows what we're going to talk about. So whatever we talk about, what does it matter?
Well, we should know, have an idea of what we're going to talk about.
Maybe. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Warren.
How are you?
I don't know.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I apologize in advance.
The ADHD is running the bus right now.
And I'm about as non-ADHD as they come.
Yes, opposites attract.
Yes.
Yeah, what was the name of that show?
The Odd Couple.
The Odd Couple, yes.
I love that show.
Are you Walter Matthau?
No, I'm not Walter Matthau. I'm the other guy, Tony.
Tony Robbins?
No, not Tony. Well, I am Tony Robbins. I just look like Tony Robbins.
You do look like Tony Robbins. Very much. So. Exactly.
But no, Tony, what was his name? The other guy. Felix.
Felix. Yeah. Felix Unger.
Yes.
No.
No. Yeah. No. Okay. Felix.
If anybody knows who the actors were in The Odd Couple, we'd love to find out.
Yes.
Yeah. You could reach out and give us a call.
Yeah. If you'll just Google it and then call us.
Yes. So, ladies and gents, Craig has come up with a number of topics to discuss.
No, I haven't.
During this podcast.
I have nothing to talk about.
Yeah?
I have nothing.
We have a lot to talk about.
Okay. What are we going to talk about?
Well, that's up to you and what your agenda is. Basically, this is where we're at. I think everybody can relate, our listeners.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's Friday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
It's been a very long week.
Long week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of productive
things. Productive week. Good week.
And I want to dive in. We just had an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to dive into the world of Pilates.
You would?
Yeah.
I'd love it. I'm going to love Pilates. What? My wife is over the moon.
On Pilates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She talked about, we used to pass this place.
Uh-huh.
And it was a Pilates studio. She's like, oh my God, I want to do that. And so finally one day she was like, okay, I'm signing up.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, I want to try it too.
Okay.
So we both tried it. I like it.
Uh-huh.
And, but I still have a job to do.
Right.
And it's so scheduling can be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you have to pick a time, and my schedule is like, I never know what's coming.
Right.
Yeah, so that becomes difficult. So I've switched more to the pool than I am Pilates.
But don't you remember? She's all over this thing.
She's like getting certified. She's going to have a studio. She's all about into this thing. She has an LLC formed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but Pilates, I remember a year and a half ago was a struggle for you to walk.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your back issues, and now it's like you're walking so much better.
Yeah, I feel so much better. Still got some knee stuff, and you know, I'm old.
Right.
And arthritis and bone on bone and all that shit, but I can still get around.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, it makes me happy. It's fun.
So as soon as she opens, I'm bringing German Filipino food to the Pilates studio.
They don't eat that shit for Pilates.
Yes, they do.
They do not.
German Filipino food and Pilates? Woo!
I don't think so.
Yeah, just wait and find out.
Spam lasagna? Is that what you're bringing?
No! Spam lasagna?
Yes, we talked about this the last episode. You talked about German Filipino lasagna. We decided it was... spam and other things. I don't know.
So I made German Filipino lasagna.
You did not.
Yes. With fire roasted eggplant, roasted tomatoes, there was garlic, caramelized onion, and then did ricotta cheese out of tofu with nutritional yeast, lemon juice, salt and pepper, cooked the noodles, layered it up, boom. It was absolutely delicious.
It does not sound like I go good with spam.
No spam.
You told me it had spam in it.
No. That's in the Philippines. But when you cross it with German Philippine, it no longer becomes...
Oh, that's right. So it's a layer of potatoes.
Right. Potato pasta.
And yeah. No, just potatoes.
Potato pasta.
Germans don't have potato pasta.
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
The NRA.
What do you want to say about them?
Well, okay, so
that's a very
controversial
subject.
Yes. So, okay, let's historically take a look back here. So in 1999, I think Columbine had the mass shooting at the school, which was just a horrific event.
Yes, it was.
Several days later, down the road, the NRA had their annual convention. Okay?
Okay.
That's not appropriate in my book.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This time, we have the mass shooting in Texas. And those poor children. Yes. I mean, and the adults that were affected.
Did you hear about the guy?
Yes. Died of a broken heart.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. German Filipino food and I were talking about that. And it was like horrible. Yeah. I can't imagine it.
No.
And then, okay. So those poor children lost their lives, and I feel so horrible for the families.
Right.
Because, I mean, those are the ones that are really suffering now.
Sure.
The NRA, a week later, down the road, has their annual convention.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But when does it stop?
I don't know. You know, I struggle with this because I am very pro-Constitution.
Right.
I fully believe Second in Amendment. The Constitution.
Right.
Well, the whole thing. I believe in the whole thing. And I think it served us well. That portion isn't serving us well. But I don't know what to do with that inside my head. I'm not a gun guy.
Yeah.
But that I really struggle with this because we've seen with other things with the Constitution, when they find something and they pinpoint a little something and they take it out, it like opens the
major
door.
Major ramifications.
Yeah, it opens the door for them to do other things with the Constitution. Right. And I don't want them to fuck with it.
No. I think there's two schools of thought, though.
What's that?
I agree with the Constitution, and that's what's guided and built our country. And, you know, back in the days of Hamilton and Burr and all this and all these other guys that were putting it together, this is the 1700s.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Society has greatly changed. Yes. We are influenced greatly by media.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Especially the internet with video gaming and everything else has a tremendous influence on us.
Right.
If they would have written the Constitution knowing that there was this type of influence, would the Second Amendment still be in place?
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. Let me ask you this. If somebody had the power to build a nuclear weapon, a private citizen, would that be considered an arm? I think it is.
I would think most definitely.
But does the government have the right to come in and take it?
Second Amendment right.
See, now that's it's kind of the same thing with the machine guns. What's their purpose?
And it's almost saying like your childhood laws are applicable to your 55-year-old life.
Right.
And that's not necessarily true. I think the world has morphed itself into a completely different place than it was then.
My concern is I don't trust the politicians the way they are.
No, because they're too heavily influenced by lobbyists.
Right. But if we take that stance, who is it that decides?
Right.
These things need to be changed. This is what's current now. This is what needs to be changed. Because it's not the American people.
Right.
So who's going to make that decision on everything else?
True. And I think, I agree with you 100%. I also think it's really important to understand what the NRA's job is.
Right.
Right? They are technically lobbyists.
Yeah.
Right? Who represent an industry.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what they do.
Uh-huh.
I'm not so sure they're into protecting rights because those rights, if they're guaranteed...
They give them money.
Right.
The rights bring them cash.
Right. Because they protect an industry.
Uh-huh.
Right? So if they lose those rights, the industry no longer exists.
Right.
Right. So that's their function. And I've always thought to myself, if there were no guns, there'd be no mass shootings.
Right.
If there were no mass shootings, those parents wouldn't be crying at home right now wishing for their third grade child to be back.
Right. Agreed.
And unfortunately...
But I think, now here's the other side of it is I think if somebody really wants to get one of those guns, they can get them. The bad guys can get that shit.
Yeah. Well, look at Mexico.
Uh-huh. So that concerns me also. It's like, so maybe I want one for my protection.
Right.
But I can't go get one.
Right.
But somebody who is criminal minded or they have bad intentions, they're going to take it from whoever they can get it from.
Or fabricate, or whatever the case is.
Right. So now do we have a bunch of criminals with these guns and no law-abiding citizens able to protect themselves?
Well, you know what? It reminds me of is Prohibition. When they made everybody stop drinking, those people who could socially drink and lead a good lifestyle were penalized because of the people that couldn't.
Yeah.
Right. So if we remove guns from our society, the people like yourself or the people that use it for sport or hunting or whatever the case is, are penalized because of like this fool that went into the grade school.
Yes. So this is quite a conundrum.
Yeah.
And have you seen that weird thing on TikTok about this?
No.
Somebody sent it to me. It was, you know who Richard Ramirez was?
No.
The killer. He was a serial killer.
Okay.
And so when they put him to death, and he said, "I'll be back." This kid looks exactly fucking like him in it.
Really?
And Richard Ramirez killed 20 people. This kid killed 20 people.
No.
This whole thing is just gets a little on the creepy side.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of creepy, I have to pee.
No, we are so. I want to talk about the. We're in a conundrum.
I
want to
go get creepy in the bathroom.
You get creepy.
You know who I thought about the other day?
Who?
Fellatio.
Okay, Warren needs to go to the bathroom.
I think it's on. Craig, turn it on. It's on.
I'm not going to say anything.
Why not?
Because I don't believe you.
Why? It's right there in front of you.
I don't believe you.
How could you not believe me when it's right in front of you? Excuse me.
How about that? Oh my God. What did you have for dinner? Tacos.
Tacos.
Wow.
The kids wanted tacos, man. Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone. How are you? Thank you for being here. Oh,
I'm fine.
No, I'm fine. I'm going to ask them.
Okay.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm talking to them. I'm not talking to you.
They can't hear you.
They can. Then why do we do this if they can't hear me?
No. There's nobody live inside the phone right now.
But, well, then how do they hear me?
Because when they listen to the podcast, they hear you. So you don't want people. We have 30,000 listeners. You don't want people driving down the street responding.
I do. I think that'd be delightful.
What's your first name?
Craig.
No, I'm asking them. Welcome back to Sleepless in Cialis. Yeah,
I wanted to play a song because go ahead and talk. Okay. I remembered a song that was based on that shooting in Columbine.
What?
Uh-huh.
No, wait. Why are we reliving this?
Huh? Because I think it's important.
No, I do not own a gun.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah. And I think having two small children in the house... you know, and they're there quite a bit by themselves, and it makes me nervous that they would actually find it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it should.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I know people take precautions, but those are people who are like well educated about these things.
Right.
I have no problem with that. You know, they keep them in gun safes and they lock them up. And they do all that stuff and cool.
Right.
You know, that's your right to do that. And that's the stuff I agree with. And I don't want it to ever get taken away from people.
Right.
But that's. Anyway, what else are we going to talk about?
Let's talk.
We've beaten that to death.
Okay, let's talk about Waco, Texas.
Oh, boy. What are we going to talk about Waco?
No, I don't want to talk about Waco.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to talk about T-shirts.
I want to talk about Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, yes. That's a great
Tell me about it, because I bought some.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to make it tomorrow.
Okay.
So my thought is taking some vegetables, putting them on the big green egg.
Uh-huh.
I got some zucchinis. I got onions, some tomatoes, and some mushrooms, putting them on the egg, charring them just a little bit.
Okay.
Chop them fine.
Uh-huh.
You know, like dice them.
No.
And then mix them. No.
They get lost.
My wife doesn't like the big chunks of vegetables.
This is the problem with doing that.
What's that?
And some people don't, and it's okay. But when you cut the vegetables too small, they lose their identity.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, so it's like, why are you doing this? You know, it's
they
like
build the whole flavor. The flavor as a whole.
They build the flavor as a whole. But if you're going to go to the extent, you know, get nice, fresh, organic zucchini, you want to be able to taste that fresh, nice, organic zucchini.
I didn't. I just get the grocery store crap zucchini.
Okay, then screw it.
Then fine. Okay.
Okay, I like what you're saying so far.
Okay. So putting those in, and then like you showed me with barley, making into kind of a risotto-ish kind of thing and seeing...
Okay, your key to success in this whole thing?
Is putting it in the Vitamix.
Vitamix?
Yeah, the crack...
Oh, button. No, Cuisinart.
I don't have one, you dick. You know my bro.
You need to buy one.
I can't afford it.
I'll loan you mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? A Vitamix won't work?
Vitamix might work, so what we're talking about is if you put the Faro into a Cuisinart or potentially a Vitamix and you just pulse it a couple of times, you're going to crack it open, which exposes the endosperm, which has a lot of carbohydrates and protein in there, and that's what's going to give it that nice thick body.
Okay.
But I would not roast your mushrooms. Okay.
You wouldn't?
Okay. No, because they become tough.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
And okay. So the ideal scenario to do this is half butter, half olive oil. Mm-hmm. Saute your garlic, onions, and mushrooms.
Okay.
Okay. Then add your farro. Right? Then,
really?
Yeah. Then add your farro.
Oh, so I'm not cooking that ahead of time.
No.
It's not like barley.
No, it's not like barley. Okay. And that pulsing will also reduce the cooking time quite a bit. Okay. But the key to success for this risotto is going to be the vegetable stock. That has to be incredible.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Thyme, bay leaf, parsnip, carrot, onion, celery, tomato, mushroom.
Okay.
Critical. And it's got to simmer for at least an hour.
Okay.
Right? Add a little bit of fish sauce to that.
Really?
Oh, big
time. I
don't
have any fish sauce.
Oh.
I've never bought fish sauce before in my life.
You add it. It'll change the whole dimension of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And there is no fish flavor in fish sauce.
Right.
Right? It pops the umami flavor.
Okay.
Which most... vegetable dishes lack.
Right.
Okay, can we talk about Waco, Texas now?
No, I still want to talk about Faro.
No, there was no Faro in Waco.
There was.
Who?
That David, what's his name?
Faro Fawcett?
No, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah, Warren David.
Did you have that? You had that poster, didn't you, when you were a kid?
In the movie 10?
Yeah. No, that was Bo Derek.
Same thing.
It's not. They're completely different.
Where she had the
I find them both unattractive.
Not when I was 13.
You didn't really?
Oh, well, there wasn't a really narrow, a very narrow, you know, I was pretty broad with my likes back then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was Phoebe Cates.
Oh, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, my God.
She was hot.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, it absolutely incredible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're talking about Waco, Texas here.
Yes.
Okay, and what do you want to say about it?
I have nothing to say about Waco, Texas.
Why do you keep bringing it up?
I don't know. That was a trip. Did you see how they got them out of there, though?
No.
In Waco? They surrounded the place with speakers.
Uh-huh.
And played, it was one song, and it was like a hard song. And they played it 24 hours a day.
Really?
And loud.
Really?
And it finally just, it like, went.
Finally
them
broke them?
Ape shit, yeah.
Weren't they doing it at Guantanamo Bay, too?
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think they and I'm not kidding, there was like, I forget who the singer was, but it was, I'm up in my bedroom looking out the window. I forget what the song was.
I don't know that song.
I live on the second story. Screw it.
You're making that shit
No,
up.
But what they did is they played that song 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it was so bad, it finally did break some of the inmates there.
Sure.
No, that's horrible.
So what is the bay like at Guantanamo? They have a nice little like
it's well gorgeous setting. Resorts. Gorgeous setting, yeah. Gorgeous
resort
setting,
with like
yeah.
Pina coladas.
Yeah. And yeah, the hospitality there is incredible.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, you can actually pee on yourself, and it doesn't matter because everybody does it there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like your kind of place.
I'm on my way. But wait, before we wrap this up, I want to talk about something else.
I'm not ready to wrap this up. I could go out all day.
No, we're fine. Okay, just
I'm not fine.
Relax for a minute.
I want to talk.
You're upset because we're not talking about Waco.
No, we are talking about Waco, and I have nothing to say about it.
I want to talk about something else.
What?
Bottled sparkling water. Yes.
It's like our trademark.
It is. It is.
Yes.
We always have one next to us.
Yes, we do.
And recently, at my place of employment, I started bringing in Topo Chico.
Oh, I love Topo Chico.
Yeah, but they have different flavors now.
Do they?
Yeah, like grapefruit, lime.
I don't know about that.
But,
I don't know about that. I don't know that you should fuck with
sparkling
like
water.
Perrier, they have flavors. Not a fan. I don't imagine I'd be a fan of Topo Chico.
Have you had bubbly? It's a Pepsi product.
You mean like champagne?
No. It's called...
That's what they call champagne. It's bubbly.
It's called
Have
bubbly.
A little bubbly?
B-U-B-L-E-Y.
Yes, I don't care for that.
No, it's okay. No.
We tried that once, remember?
Yeah.
I didn't care for it.
Okay, so you're on a desert island.
Or does that go well with German Filipino food? So now
everything.
You like it?
German Filipino food reminds me of Phoebe Cates.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Phoebe.
Oh, whatever. Well, that's what I have eyes for. But hang on. Now I'm completely off track. Okay, you're going to a stranded. You're going to be stranded on a desert island.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's you and Phoebe Cates.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you can bring one sparkling bottled water. Uh-huh. Is it going to be Pellegrino? Is it going to be Perrier, Topo Chico, or
change it to? You can't. It's not just one bottle. You'll have while you're on that island that I'll be on with my wife. It'll be
your wife Phoebe.
No, it'll be my wife Maru. It'll be a lifetime
supply. Don't you
supply.
Think Phoebe's going to get a little jealous?
It'll be a lifetime supply of sparkling water.
Because I know you and Maru are like inseparable, and then Phoebe's standing there the whole time.
She's not invited.
She's going to be staring at you.
She's not invited to my island.
Oh, so you're going to blow off the bathroom scene from Fast Time at Ridgemont.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Okay, what?
So it's a lifetime supply. I can't go with one bottle.
Okay.
So a lifetime supply of sparkling water.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Perrier.
No way.
Plain, straight Perrier.
No. Don't you remember what happened to Perrier years ago when we were young?
No.
They had the whatever stuff in it. It was poisoned.
No.
Yeah.
You're
it was
wrong.
No, it was in the 80s.
But you drink it now.
Oh, yeah, but look at us.
So, no, I think it's a perfect beverage.
So if
it tastes, you know what it tastes like to me? Clean.
Clean.
It tastes clean.
Very refreshing.
Clean.
Yeah. It is clean, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it does mirror, I don't know, do you think if you did a taste test, a blind taste test,
uh-huh.
Let's see, behind the curtain is Phoebe, and then on the other side is you,
mm-hmm.
And she handed you two cups of sparkling water,
uh-huh.
One Pellegrino, one Perrier. Could you tell the difference?
Yes. Without a doubt.
Really?
Yes. There is sodium in San Pellegrino that's not in Perrier.
Does Perrier have sodium?
Zero.
No way.
And
you're right.
Yeah, and Pellegrino has 10, was it milligrams?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has 10.
Okay.
And you can taste it.
Maybe that's what makes it taste a little bit, I don't know.
A little bit
more
what?
Alive.
Don't say it. Don't you say it. Don't you say it.
A little bit Phoebe?
No, it's Perrier is just, it's perfect. I don't know where they get it from.
Okay, wait. I have one more question.
What?
You're stranded on a desert island.
Uh-huh.
It's you and Maru,
mm-hmm.
And your housekeeper's Phoebe Cates. Okay. What ice cream are you going to bring?
Why do we need a housekeeper on a desert island? Do we have a house?
No, you don't have a house.
I am bringing, what was the name of that? It's by Milk.
Oh, yeah, from David Chang.
Milk Bar.
Yeah, from David Chang.
Yeah, Milk Bar's
yeah.
Cereal milk ice cream.
Oh, I still have not had that.
The best ice cream I have ever had in my entire life.
I still have not
had
that. Yeah. Okay, wait. I don't know what's the matter with me.
I think that you should bring Dasani.
Ooh.
Dasani.
Dasani? Yeah, that water from Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's what you should bring.
No, I don't do that.
You can't handle the bubbles, Warren.
Yes, I can.
You can't. It gives you a little gas.
A little gassy.
You get a little gassy.
I did that the other day and I got a look.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah.
Like sexy?
No. No, German Filipino was not happy.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh. It was not a look. It was a glare.
Really?
Yeah. I immediately knew at that point I had done something wrong. You ever get that sense when you get that look?
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And there's no words spoken.
Yep.
Right? There's nothing said. But you know at that point you fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no coming back.
Yes. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so I know that look.
That's all good. Okay, yeah. We have to wrap up this episode.
I don't want to. I'm
we
enjoying
have to.
This.
Okay, then we can do another one.
No, let's just keep going.
No, because everybody... Hello, what's your name?
What?
What? No.
What are you doing?
I'm talking to the people inside the podcast.
You can't do that. This is a recording.
You did it at the beginning. Nobody,
right?
You
did not. It at the beginning. I did not.
Yes, you did.
Did not.
You were asking people what their names
were.
What's
the matter with you? This is just a phone. It's a device. And it records our
voices. What's your name? What's your name?
Stop.
Yeah. Hello. Sleepless in Cialis.
We missed a concert.
The Violent Femmes.
Uh-huh. We wanted to go see the Violent Femmes. And Warren could never commit to it.
That's not true.
I know it's not true.
Hello? Hello, what's your name?
Stop.
All right, everybody.
Okay, y'all, thank you for being here.
Big hands at sleeplessinseattles.com.
No, it's not Cialis. You already did that on TikTok. typed it wrong. That's why you typed it wrong on TikTok. You think it is Cialis.
I did do that. I admit to that.
I hope you're not taking a medicine called Cialis.
It was less expensive.
That could explain a lot of things.
Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Thank you. Bye.